Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and I'm in company of Avshalom Polak and Noor Feedback, actors from Hayek's Knee, a film by Nadal Lapid, screening at the 74th Festival de Cannes in competition. So, since your characters are inspired by Lapid's own experience in a similar situation, how did you work on shaping those roles, and what kind of instructions did you receive?
I think the material and the process for me is the words, the script, my intuition and the guidance of Nadav, not necessarily digging and understanding, somebody else in a way, but to find the same thing inside me and to bring out something out of it.
And what did you find inside of you?
There's a lot of similarities in a way. I mean, there's things which is similar and there's things which... I mean, maybe it's more hidden inside of me and I need to kind of pull it out in order to achieve this role or the situation of this character very extreme situation for somebody that is losing many, many things around him and trying to kind of, fight for it, but giving up. In a way,
your character is a little bit ambiguous. She works for the Ministry of Culture. She loves arts and culture, but she says her minister hates culture and art. So how would you describe your character?
I think for me, this character coming really from a pure place that she really loves stories, books, culture, and she have a really ambitious way and goal to bring culture to places in Israel, not only in Israel, far places from the big city, that you cannot choose what you get. So it's really important to her to bring many voices and many kind of arts to the people, the place that she grew up in, and she's sometimes maybe not looking what she's doing in the way to achieve her goals, because it's really important to her. And in the movie, she suddenly needed to deal with the truth, deal with hard questions, because it's not really easy going.
With these two characters meeting, how would you say that they change somehow and they evolve through this encounter?
Well, how they change during the
story? I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, there's this kind of clash of really, I can say even opposite sides, or somebody that is, the mentality or the beliefs in a way, and the character of the person that I play is very typical, that looks like pretentious or rude or... and other things. I mean, I don't see it like this, but it can look from this kind of thing. And on the other hand, someone which is more kind of, happy and naive and doing something which she really believes in in her role and the way, I mean, this kind of, she's bringing the culture for dark corners. She's spreading culture in a way. I mean, I think she's kind of seeing herself as something really, really positive. And it kind of, I mean, there is this kind of
the dream break.
There is a break of dream, and there is, because of this connection or clash, that it kind of, it shakes and changes many things. And it escalates the more we kind of going inside the movie towards meltdowns of both of them in different ways, but like melting down, these kind of clashes of someone that is very optimistic and open and nice, and somebody that is a little bit kind of tired and angry. angry and frustrated with a lot of heavy weight on his shoulders, and there's something which creates this kind of a spark that I don't know if it's completely changed them, but creates this shake, creates something very strong. I don't know if they're going to be like different people after that, but certainly there is something which is very, very extreme.
I think for me, it's like for the character of Yalom, it's she's dealing with a really hard question of I think the movie, like how, and for a lot of artists all around the world, like how much can we speak up our opinions and about whatever we do, and in social media, doing art, doing whatever. And I think this is the first time Yud forced her to speak up her opinions that she may be thinking deeply inside of her, but she didn't like really tried to say them. And I think it's a big change for her, but after she's doing it, she's paying and suffering, and I'm not sure she is changing, but she's coming out from this story again with the question, it's good or not to speak up, because she's doing it, but then she's really in a bad position.
In the film, the director is extremely critical towards his country in this very moment. And what's your opinion on this situation? Do you think, in general, that freedom is at stake, not only in your country, but generally speaking, in the world at the moment?
I think this year, like the corona year and a half, I don't know, 2 years, I don't know, time's by. I think this year was really the year of social media, and a lot of question around this freedom of speech in social media, and it's reflect about art as well. And and I think, I don't know if we're in danger, but we need all the time keep watching and keep carry that we can speak our opinions, and I think it's really important.
I don't know about like in danger, but I think it's a very fragile, and we need to kind of, you know, take care of it. I think this is a big thing. I think it's something to understand that it's fragile, and it's a necessity for people. So you need to be very careful about it.
And we've been talking with Avshalom Polak, Noor Feedback, the actors from A Head's Knee, a film by Nadav Lapid, screening at the 74th Festival de Cannes in competition. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.